You may already know that SiriusXM brings you the deepest variety of commercial-free music for every genre and every mood, where you hear the biggest names in talk, entertainment, and comedy, and hundreds of hand-curated music channels designed to fit every mood.
Where you get news from every source, where you can listen to the newly launched Fish Radio, in addition to Jam On, Grateful Dead Radio, Pearl Jam Radio, Tom Petty Radio, and many more. Where you can listen to top comedy channels such as Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Radio and Netflix's A Joke Radio and Sports Talk Radio from Barstool to ESPN and more to keep you up to date on the latest news in the sports world.
Most people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. Subscribe now to listen outside the car on your phone, online, and at home, and get your first 3 months for just a dollar. And if you're a Fish fan, which you probably are, you can get tour updates and shows being played, which are a good complement to our quick hits. Visit SiriusXM.com/HFpod to see offer details and to subscribe and start listening today. SiriusXM, no car required. I am here for a quick hit. Welcome back. We are with Risher, who was at the show last night at Fenway. How's it going, man?
I'm all right, RJ. How you doing?
Doing well. And I know that you, I saw you at SPAC, right? Or was that Camden?
That was SPAC. Yeah, we were both at both of those. But yeah, we were in the same row at Camden.
Yeah, so you've had a few shows. How was the atmosphere last night going in? A little bit different than the previous venues?
Yeah, definitely. It's such a shock going from SPAC, which is such a, like, you know, family venue, especially if you're in the pavilion, to then going to this massive stadium, you know, with, you know, kind of no shakedown, really. You know, I didn't really see, we came in, you know, a little bit from the opposite side, so I don't know how much was going on the other side, but it's definitely a different vibe. It's a big city, you know, mixed crowd, but you know, Boston's a great city, you know, you know, not the same kind of family atmosphere.
Yeah, for sure. It looked cool. I mean, it looked like a nice day. And you know, the pictures and stuff people were sending, it looked like a nice, like a celebratory atmosphere, but just kind of a different scene, I guess.
That's right. It was gorgeous. It was super hot to start, but it cooled off really nicely for the show, and there was a nice sunset. You know, and being on the field at Fenway Park is a unique experience.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Can't complain.
Yeah. And what about the first set? I mean, you got a free blazon combo opener. What were some of your highlights of the first set?
Yeah, so Free and Blaze On were both solid, you know, good 1-2 out of the gate, and then 555 sort of brought it back down, you know. But the Tube was really the first highlight of the set, like super hot. You know, Tube has been great, you know, ever since the Baker's Dozen, you know, it's really back in a big way, and was definitely, for me, the meat of the first set, and certainly in the top half of the first set. Really, really excellent version of Tube. If you're going to skip ahead, hit the Tube first, for sure.
Yeah, they've seemed this tour to be really taking Tube seriously, which is cool.
Oh, no question. Okay, and it's great, too, because it's always, you know, such a good funk dance fest, and it gets the people moving. So we definitely appreciated it last night.
That's cool.
And then Brian and Robert, you know, this is the thing about Fenway, is like my buddy kept saying it was the night of Chompers, Chads, and Space Invaders, because it was such a mixed crowd, and it was like we had these great seats on the turf on the front of one of the sections, but it meant that it was just traffic, and we had to, you know, lots of talking, you know, there was so much more policing that had to be done than normal. And Brian and Robert, gave everybody permission to just chat away. And that continued a little bit into Halfway at the Moon, which has really been growing on me. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of that song when it came out, but it's really settled in, and this is a good version of it.
Yeah, I really like this song. But I agree.
Yeah. It's coming to its own, you know, like Mercury, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but they've really dialed it in, and the sections are really tight, and last night was a really good version, too.
Yeah, so, I think it's actually my favorite Page song to hear.
It's
a good song.
Yeah. And then Ocelot was excellent. Type One Ocelot, really well played, and that quieted the Chompers. Fan favorite, was a lot of fun. Really excellent hot Type One jam in there. And then Rift was a bit of a filler tune. You know, Rift for me, they could shelve Rift for a couple of years and I would be fine with it. Mm-hmm. The second set one at, I guess it was the second night of Camden, that was the show you reviewed.
Yeah.
Right? It was an odd placement of Rift, but that one was more smoking than this one. Mm. So it was sort of just, you know, a bit of a filler in the set. And then to end the set, Everything's Right and Jim, that was a good 1-2 punch. Everything's Right was good, peaky jam. The band loves that song. It's good energy. Everybody in the crowd got into it. And then the Jim was a nice way to close. Nothing special, but a nice one to end on, and that was the first set.
Yeah. So a couple highlights kind of scattered throughout, and a lot of people talking, and not a kind of intensely attentive Fish crowd that you might have seen at SPAC or Camden.
That's right. It was, you know, like a standard first set. Standard, mm-hmm. Solid, standard, great first set.
So did the atmosphere change once it got dark and the second set got started, or did it continue? Did people start quieting down and paying attention, or?
So a little bit of both, you know. So, you know, we came out with Sand, and it was still light out, right? Because Fenway is it's a really early curfew, right? It's a neighborhood,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the sound ordinance is super strict. So it's still light out when they started Sand, and it was great to hear Sand. We were with my friend July. Sand is her song. So that was good for us. It was her birthday this week, and so it was a good, short but sweet Sand major key jam, not, the kind of growling, ripping Sands that you can get, more of a major key. It was good. And then, Mercury is the highlight of the show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You know, Mercury is, I think I talked about this when I did the Pittsburgh review, but when it came out, it was not my favorite tune. Some of these newer prog tunes that have these sections and kind of shut down and then start again a new section, I sort of like, they're not my favorite, but this one has just like totally captured me.
Yeah.
And it, you know, the one in Vegas in the fall, and then there was one earlier in the tour that was great. I mean, it's a strong contender for MVP of the last 2 years. I mean, it's, and this one is not to be missed. 20 minutes, excellent, incredible. Don't miss it. Yeah.
Nice. Man, the jamming and the song has evolved, but it's also like for a song that's been around for such a short period of time. Man, the Mexico version, the Vegas version, the San Francisco version from last year, it's incredible. Trajectory it's been on, you know?
Yeah, it's a really powerful tune, and it's becoming one that I long to hear. So, and then we had the Chompers come back out for Velvet Sea. That song though, it's been coming out you know, more rarely, right? So, like, when it comes out, I'm not, you know, whining about hearing it. Yeah. I like the tune when it's not played all the time, and last night was a perfect example of that. But it did sort of give everybody permission again to chat again.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful song.
You know, it is a beautiful song, and when everybody's focused in, it's delightful, but it's hard when the conversation starts up all around you. But then we got Fuego, which was great. Like, it was, you know, long, you know, the donkey calls coming back in, mm-hmm. which me and my crew, you know, we were there at Camden, and so we've kind of been following this all the way through. Camden's back in here, and every time that donkey call comes out, we just crack up so hard.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it is back. Yeah, and what did you guys think of the jam in there? I mean, did it seem, because it was, I think it was probably, what, 10, 12 minutes or something. It seemed like it was fairly standard, but I don't know, it might have been a little bit different there than watching on the webcast.
I think the energy there was, because again, right, you know, coming out of Velvet Sea, right, Chomper's out in full force. Fuego then gets them all engaged, right, because Fuego's a good, you know, call and response, you know, high energy, you know, the dudes next to me who just, despite my best efforts, would not shut up all night long.
Yeah.
We're so into it, you know. And the energy of the song was really, really good. And then, you know, they pulled into Santos, which is, you know, becoming a rip roaring show,
incredible soloing.
It's a great soloing. You know, it's a great tune, and a great one to kind of stack on top of a jam that you've already laid out, you know, to kind of put the cap on it. It got everybody moving, and then Zero, this was like the perfect meld of the band and the Chompers. Mm-hmm. It was like everybody got to yell, you know,
everybody's karate chopping each other
together. Yes. It wasn't on top of each other. It was good. And also there's some really great, you know, what I wrote during the show was dirty alien bass. So this like, Gordo is, dropping some, really like nasty kind of spacey, bass in there. It was great. It was good for everybody. The Zero.
Yeah. That doesn't, and those kind of cool effects don't come through as clearly on the recording or the webcast, you know? So it's totally different in person. That's really cool.
Yeah. And then, we had a nice little 1-2 for the Encore, Bug, and Coil. You know, Coil was a little flubby. You know, Bug, again, is a good one for a crowd like that. And I always like hearing Bug. And Coil is one of my first love Fish songs. So it's a good way to close out. And also, Coil kind of calms the Chompers down before we go out into the night. You know, you don't want to send them out with the Zero, or God forbid, a good time's bad time.
Right.
It's going to be chaos.
You got to settle them back down a little bit.
So, I mean, solid show, not the strongest showing. And my wife said, she was like, it was a solid show, but not a standout.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that was the clearest, most succinct review of last night.
And what are you guys going back tonight?
Yeah, we're going back tonight.
Cool.
And I think that's going to be it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, are you making it out again?
No. That was SPAC 1 was my last show of the tour. But you know, I'm looking forward to watching tonight. The early webcast is pretty cool to me because, you know, I can be in bed by 10 and see the whole show, which is pretty awesome.
That's right. Well, I think you caught the best of the tour so far. I think that SPAC 1 is my favorite.
That's what I've heard from a couple of people. It's interesting that, you know, the Camden shows have been, I mean, there's so many shows out of what, there's like almost 20 so far this tour, and I'm glad that people are thinking that SPAC 1 was kind of a standout show. It's going to take some time for us to go back to all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's, but, you know, Charlotte was great. Stack One is great. Camden 3 was special and good. And it's all been good. I wanted to do this, shout this out real quick. Have you guys still been doing Lure Social over at HF Pod?
Yeah, yeah, we're following it for sure.
Oh, dude, my buddy, I got to give a shout out to my buddy, Tim. Tim Turns Elastic. Number one for the tour.
Oh, wow.
My buddy Timmy, I don't know how he does it, but he's knocking it down every night. So we've been loving it. I've been doing terribly, but he's been killing it.
Man, good for him. I think it's really hard. I guess maybe if you get in a rhythm and you pay closer attention than I do, maybe it's easier, but man, that's a good shout out. Thank you for throwing it out there.
He's been going since 1990, so he's
got a feel for it.
A little bit more of the force with them.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. So what's the jam we want to leave people with? Some of the Mercury or something else from last night?
Oh yeah, most definitely Mercury. Let's get a chunk of the Mercury, and it's definitely the jam of the show.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Richard. Thanks for filling us in on the night of Chompers, Chads, and Space Invaders. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, RJ. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
And now we're going to tell you about another great podcast on the Osiris Network.
Southern Songs and Stories is a documentary series on the artists, music, and culture of the South, with interviews, songs, a good bit of history, and insights into how all of it fits together. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, inviting you to come explore the music of the South and the artists who make it on Southern Songs and Stories.